Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. We're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and 6 a.m. Central Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out. We want you to get ready to take lots of notes. We want you to go to another level in your life because it's all about entrepreneurs. Well, we have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, the tools for you to be successful at life, at work, at school, and in your business. And now your host, the power coach, Lalisa, and the possibilities coach, Cassandra.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. I am so excited. I am so excited. And it's not just because we have this awesome, awesome woman of God, this awesome, powerful woman as our guest on today, but I am so excited that her topic, I'm so excited about her topic because I believe that it is time that someone is going to get a huge, huge breakthrough. I am going to let my awesome co-host, Cassandra, the possibility coach McKissack, I'm going to let you introduce her and tell you a little bit more about her as we get into this powerful topic today discussing the breakthrough that she goes around the country and the world helping people get a breakthrough. I know you can't wait to hear about that. I can't wait to hear about it. So definitely I want to welcome her, but I also want to welcome you. Thank you so much for tuning in each and every day. Thank you to Lori and Robert.
Good morning.
Denise, yes. Thank you to all of you who tune in each and every week. You're listening, and I know you can't wait to hear from our powerful guest today because we have so much excitement to share with you. So with that, I am going to turn it over to Cassandra, my awesome possibilities coach, co-host. Cassandra, take it away.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. How is everyone today? And Coach Lalisa, thank you for welcoming me. And everyone, we have a treat today, and that treat is Deshauna Jones. She hails from St. Louis, Missouri. She is known as the Breakthrough Strategist. She has a marketplace ministry catalyst. She is a published author, speaker, mentor, CEO, and founder of, check this out, I love it, BU Institute, okay? BU Institute. It's all about you. And Deshauna, she is such a breath of fresh air, and she has a wonderful book called There Is Purpose in Your Pain. And she teaches readers to appreciate the miracles in life's messages and to climb from life's pit into their palaces, okay? So you're going to go from the pit to the palace. She's going to tell you how. She is no stranger to trials and suffering. And for decades, this dynamic speaker has been using her own past failures and present victories to light the way for the masses, My goodness. Everyone, welcome. Breakthrough strategist Deshauna Jones. Hello, Deshauna.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Oh, I am wonderful. We are so glad that you're able to be with us. And I'm telling you, this lady is a powerhouse, and she is a motivator of many. She's got quite a history. But we want to just find out. So what would you like the audience to know right off, Ms. Jones?
Well, first of all, I would like to say hello to everyone that has joined us here on the call. It is indeed an honor and a privilege to be with you all this morning. And I am just thankful for the opportunity to come and just share pertaining to Breaking Through to Be You. I want to introduce myself. I am Deshauna Jones. As your coach, Cassandra said, I am a breakthrough strategist, marketplace ministry catalyst, CEO and founder of BU Institute. I'm also a published author of the book, There is Purpose in Your Pain. And my assignment is to help you break through barriers and overcome obstacles that have held you in captivity and reframed you from being who God predestined, designed, and created you to be in the marketplace as well as ministry. That is my mission. That's my assignment. And that's why everything that that is done with regard to the things that God has me doing is about you being you, you being who God created you to be authentically, you being who God created you to be unapologetically, coming out of the shadows and into the place that God has predestined you to be. And so that's basically what it is. And so whatever questions you have for me or whatever it is you want me to share, I'm more than happy to share.
Okay, well, I'm going to start out, and we'll let Coach LaLisa come in a few minutes. But tell me this, how do you assist people in breaking through? How do you
okay.
do that? What happens?
Well, first of all, we have to identify that there is a need for a breakthrough to take place in one's life. And the way that we know that there is a need for a breakthrough to take place is because a person has walls that stand in their way of making progress. If there's something that has taken place in your life that you, you're constantly experiencing resistance in a particular area, maybe you're in the process of trying to acquire your degree, or you're in the process of moving forward from a relationship, a bad relationship, but you find yourself stuck in a place, stuck in a position where you can't overcome the thought of a thing, or you can't acquire certain things that are necessary in order to get to the place that you know you're destined to be. So then that's when you know that I need a breakthrough in this area. Something has to give. Something has to change. Something has to transpire that actually opens up the way for me to get to the place that I know I'm supposed to be in. So when you recognize that you need a breakthrough because of these things taking place, that's where I come in. And that's, well, and some people, they want that individual there that can help them. Some people, you know, have it in themselves to go ahead and move forward and push through, you know, the obstacles that come in their way. But then there are individuals that say, hey, you know what, I need somebody to help me because every now and then my mind will wander off and I'll venture off into a place that I know I shouldn't be in my thoughts. And I need somebody to help redirect me. I need somebody that's going to keep me accountable to the things that I'm supposed to be doing so I stay the course and I do exactly what I have intended to do in my heart and in my mind so that I can become the best me that I was created to be.
Wow. Wow, that is so awesome. That is so awesome. So your mission is to help people, and I understand you're available to do workshops, and you also do teleconferences. And I've had an opportunity to actually sit in and hear you speak and exhort and help people, and it's an awesome, absolutely awesome experience. So why don't you tell us, what was the catalyst for your own breakthrough? How did happen?
How did it happen? Well, I've had many things in life that that I have had that I've broken through. And one of the things that really was a catalyst for me that took place in my life, I want to say it's almost been about 4 years ago. I struggled for over 20 years with alcoholism and drugs. And I would always find myself in a place where I would think that I had come through this thing, and I would think that, you know, it's finally over and I've finally gotten delivered, I'm finally free from it, only to have a situation transpire in my life that took me right back down that road again. And so I would experience times of sobriety, and I would have moments, you know, of freedom. But it was nothing consistent in my life. And I had finally gotten to the place where I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I was sick and tired of going back and forth and being in and out, because I understood and I knew that God had a purpose and he had a plan for my life. I knew that, that he intended to use me to do great things. But I just didn't know really how to overcome this one thing. It was just like Paul said, you know, it was a thorn in my side. It was a thorn in my flesh, and I didn't understand how to get over it. So I finally, what happened was, is my husband, during this time we were in the process of moving, and my husband happened to put a book in my hand. And this particular book was called The Power in Praise. And I had been through so many different things and so many different scenarios, and I had gone through, I would go to church services, I would get my, you know, hands laid on me, and I would, you know, go in the lines and pay my $100 and think that, okay, this is the time that I'm going to be free, because I've followed the measures, I've followed the prescriptions that they have given for me to break free from, you know, this chain of captivity. And so I did all the things, jumped up and down, I ran around 7 times, I did everything they said I was supposed to do, but yet I still had that issue. And so when I read this particular book, you know, I was kind of really at a place in my life where I had basically just given up. And I was just, you know, just over everything, and I was over everybody, and I was over even, I had even come to the place where I was done with going to church, I was done with praying, I was done with everything, because I've been always a fervent, you know, intercessor, prayer warrior, and all of those things, and just couldn't understand how I could be a blessing to so many other people, but I couldn't even help myself, so I didn't understand that, you know. So when I read this particular book, you know, my husband put it in my hand, I read that first chapter of the book. And the first chapter of the book, it really basically shared testimonies of individuals who had experienced major breakthroughs in their life. And the way that they experienced these major breakthroughs in their life was basically by telling the Lord, thank you for making them the way that they were. If they were a stripper, they would thank the Lord for being a stripper. If they were smoking cigarettes and wanted freedom from smoking cigarettes, they thanked the Lord for that. If they were overweight and they wanted to lose weight but couldn't, they struggled in that area, they thanked the Lord that they were overweight. And they told the Lord that, you know, not only do I thank you, I know you have a purpose in this. I know that you allowed this in my life for a reason. Okay, it didn't make sense, but yet it worked for them. So I said, okay, well, what's it going to hurt? I've tried everything else. I might as well try this too. And that particular day, I read that first chapter. And after I read that first chapter, I said, okay, well, it ain't going to hurt me. I might as well try this too. So I stood there and I said, thank you, Lord, that I'm an alcoholic drug addict. And I looked around and nothing happened. I said, let me put this book down. It's just another failed attempt at trying to get free. Put it down. I was like, whatever. And so I just went on and, you know, continued, you know, moving about, doing the things that we needed to do in preparation to move in with our daughter while we waited on our house to be ready. And so needless to say, it just so happened that on that first night, prior to those things, prior to me reading that first chapter of the book, the Lord would wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning. But again, remember I had said that at this point in my life, I'm finished, I'm done, I'm not praying anymore, I'm not doing anything. But he would faithfully wake me up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and I knew he was waking me up to pray, but I was done praying. Because I'm still bound, and I don't understand, you know, what's going on here and why I'm still bound, you know, by this disease. And so needless to say, on that first night when we got to my daughter's house, it was Thursday, the 27th of May, and we got there, and that next morning, of course, just faithful as he is, he woke me up again, 4 o'clock in the morning on May 28th. I'm up at 4, and this time I said, oh, my God. I said, let me get on my knees. I said, because God is just going to keep on waking me up. So this time I was like, okay, I'm tired of being woke up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I'm going to get down on my knees, and I'm going to pray, and I'm going to seek the Lord. Just go ahead and just pray. So I got down on my knees that morning. When I got on my knees that morning, I sincerely began to thank the Lord for everything. And I just began to tell him, I said, Lord, I thank you that I'm an alcoholic and I'm a drug addict. Lord, I thank you for where we are right now. And I just began to really sincerely, from my heart, from everything that was within me, just begin to cry out to him. And I kid you not, at that very moment on my daughter's living room floor, I experienced the breakthrough that I had been seeking for 20-plus years. Ooh. I felt that spirit leave me at that very moment. And I have not felt that thing from that day to this one. And that was 4 years ago. And I have been dealing with that. I have been dealing with that, and I have never had...
Deshauna?
Okay, she dropped off, so I think she will be dialing back in a minute or two.
Okay.
But
okay.
Wow.
Yes.
Breakthrough strategist. Okay, we have her back, so we'll just keep going.
Hello?
Yes. Hi. I guess she dropped off.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure. Yeah, I don't know what happened there.
That is so awesome. My goodness, a testimony that you experienced. The breakthrough that you needed so that you can assist others. And I think Coach Lalise is on, and she has a question for you.
For the end of the – did we get to the end of the story?
No, we didn't get to the end, but I'm more than willing to share the end of it.
Go ahead.
Like I was saying, that I had never experienced moments of sobriety for more than a year and a half, and it would be 4 years this year that I have actually been free from that plague. Thank God.
Wow.
It just really excites me because I have gone to many conferences. I have gone to, you know, prayer breakfasts. I have, you know, I've encountered many situations because I sought the Lord. I truly sought the Lord for freedom. And I began to really get upset because I would say, well, Lord, there are people that I know that don't even have a heart to serve you. They don't have a mind to serve you, but I desire to serve you because I know who you created me to be. And I want to live the life that you predestined me to live before the drugs, before the alcohol, before the hurt, before the pain, before all of these things that took place, the betrayal, the denial, all of these things that transpired in my life. I have this heart to serve you and to be a blessing to those that you have assigned to me, and I can't do it being bound by drugs and alcohol. Who's going to listen to an alcoholic drug addict? Nobody. Nobody wants to listen to anybody that's bound by alcoholism and drugs. And so I began to, you know, as I was going to these different places and I was doing these different things, I really began to just say, you know, Lord, if you did it for somebody that doesn't have a heart and a mind to serve you in the capacity that I know you've called me to serve you, then why won't you do it for me? And so that's where I was. But I had mental barriers. I had mental roadblocks. I had situational things that occurred in my life that kept me in captivity. And that's something that the Bible tells us not to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. And anytime we are seeking to break through anything, we know that there is a transformation that has to take place, and it has to take place in the mind.
In the mind, all right.
If we are not transformed, if our thoughts are not renewed, if we don't allow the enemy, allow the Lord to erase the memory of the things that we have gone through in the past, we're going to constantly remain stuck and going through the same thing time in and time out. It's like a vicious cycle. We'll go through that same thing over and over again, wondering how, why. How do we arrive at this place again? Why are we going through this again? I went through that where I would actually have situations where I was homeless. You know, I would go through and I would come to a place where, you know, my rent wasn't paid. And I said, well, Lord, what's going on with me? You know, sometimes we got to take a look at ourselves. What am I doing? You know, you're not paying your rent. You're not paying your electric bill. So you're going to experience getting this stuff disconnected. You know, this is something that is your doing. So it's something that you have to change about you. It's something that has to be, you know, transformed about you in your mindset concerning how you go about doing things in your life. And that's the thing that a lot of people don't want to look at. We always want to point the finger and say, well, it's because of that man. And you know, if I hadn't have been involved with him and this hadn't have happened in my life and that hadn't have happened in my life, then I wouldn't be in this position anymore. If I hadn't have met Johnny, who introduced me to Susie, and they told me that this drug will make me feel good, it will make me, you know, just forget about all my problems, then I wouldn't be a drug addict. No, boo, you decided. You made that decision to hit that drug, to toot that cocaine, or whatever the case was. You made that decision. You know, they suggested it. It was a suggestion. But you agreed to what they actually suggested to you. You know what? I think that will make me feel good. I think I will try that. And because you did that, then you find yourself now in a position where you have to break through those barriers and overcome those obstacles that are now holding you in captivity.
Wow. That is huge. Praise God. That is huge. Yes,
wow.
Social relief. Oh, my goodness. Breakthrough.
Yes. Yes.
Breakthrough.
Yes, I see. Oh, awesome, awesome. And so you also have a book as well. And can you tell us the title of your book and where people can get a copy of it? Or
absolutely.
How they get a copy? Okay,
yes,
go right
ma'am.
Ahead.
Yes, ma'am. The book is titled There Is Purpose in Your Pain. And as you can see, there is a purpose in it because I'm still here.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes. You're still here, yes.
Yes, so everything that I've suffered, everything that I've endured, everything that I've experienced in life, I've learned that there's a lesson behind it. There's a purpose. There's a reason that God allowed it to transpire in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't look at my my situations, my experiences, my trials, my tribulations as something that was detrimental to me, but I began to look at it as blessings in disguise. I began to see it as, you know, God allowing all things to work together for my good, even though it may not have felt good, it may not have looked good at the moment, at the time that I was experiencing it, but it was going to work together for my good. So I learned that as I went through different things in my life, just even for a prime example, when I was homeless for 2 months and 15 days, and I lived in a shelter with me and my my four children at the time. We lived in a homeless shelter. And when we lived in that homeless shelter, I had the best attitude that you would ever even imagine. You would have thought that I lived in a mansion. You would have thought that I was in my mind so that I did not allow anybody to get in my way. And I would always say, you will not hold my blessing in your pocket. I won't allow you to do so. So if I have an issue with you, I'm going to get it right. You know, that's what the Bible tells us. So to go to that one, you know, and that one alone, you know, and to make that thing right. And so that's what I would do. Even if I found that, you know, if there was an individual where, you know, sometimes when we're going through transitions and things like that in life and God is bringing us from one place to another, he wants to break some things off of us, then he will allow us to, you know, come face to face with that thing so that we have to confront it. Well, I had issues with being intimidated by people who were in higher positions than me.
Okay.
So I basically see them as, you know, they're superior, but I'm yet inferior because of where they are in life. And so here I am in the homeless shelter, and there's this beautiful African-American woman that works there at the homeless shelter. And, you know, you could just tell the aura about her. She was very, what I would say back then, you know, we call them bougie. You know, she's bougie. You know, so I looked at her like, oh, you know, who she thinks she is? You know, that's our first attitude when we're in the wrong mindset. Who does she think she is, you know? And so going into the shelter, that was my thought, you know, who she think she is, you know, just because you're sitting behind that desk and I'm on this side don't mean nothing, you know. So I got a little funk about me. So so needless to say, that was my first thought, you know. But then as God began to transform my mind while I was in the shelter and he showed me that, you know, that this was only, it was only temporary, and that he was using this to actually shape me, and he was using it to make me and to mold me and to fashion me in his likeness, then, hey, it is, I was able to actually overcome that. And not only was I able to overcome the intimidation, but, you know, me and that that woman that actually sat behind that desk, we became friends. We became friends. And so it was it was where, you know, I had to really see people as people and not put people, you know, in positions and say, well, because you're here and I'm there, that was, you know, that you're better than me. No, because this is temporary for me. But I know that God has taken me to another place in him. I know that the best yet to come. So anyway, those are the things that actually transpire. Now, and all of those types of things actually, all of those things that actually transpired, they actually led me to, you know, being able to write this book. There is purpose in your pain, because I understood that there was a purpose in all of that. So the the book is
Tell us how to get the book. We've got about, you know, 10 minutes left, and we want to let a caller in. Do we have any callers? Coach?
Oh, yeah, there are people. The lines are lit up, and so we want to see if anybody has a Yes.
Okay, let me say, you can actually purchase the book at my website. If you go to www.vishanajones.com, the book you can purchase it there through Amazon. It's $12.95. And, of course, if you do it that way, there's shipping and handling. However, if you order it directly through me, you can inbox me on Facebook. And if you order it directly through me, then I'll send you an autographed copy. No shipping, no handling. I'll take care of that myself.
Wow, wow.
Awesome.
And then you have something
awesome.
Free to offer our listeners, right? You've got a free offer for the listeners?
Yes. If anybody is on the line and you know that you're in a hard place right now and you're looking to break through in some areas of your life and you need somebody to come alongside you and you say, well, you know, the things that she shared on this line today, you know, I think that she might be the one for me. And if you would like to see if we would be a good fit for one another, then you're more than welcome to take advantage of a free consultation that I'll be offering. So you can do that as well. And you can go to my website, and you can go to the BU Institute page on the website, and you can fill out the form there, and we can then come and connect that way.
Awesome.
All right.
Awesome. Do we have any callers waiting? Any callers waiting?
Yes, yes you are. Number one,
key question?
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Great.
Oh, yes, if you have a question
yes.
For our awesome guest today, Deshauna Jones, and again, Deshauna, thank you so much for that powerful story about how you discovered this whole breakthrough strategy. Wow, that's huge.
Amen.
And amen. Thank
amen.
God.
Thank him.
Oh,
yes.
My God. A breakthrough strategy, y'all. Listen, you know I love some strategies, and that's one of my favorite things, you know. And so when you said that, and when I saw the flyer even, I was posting it on Facebook, wow, look who's coming on the show. And so, you know, the show
amen.
Is in the archive. Amen. The show is in the archive. You know, I didn't know you. I met you through Cassandra. Thank you, Cassandra, for introducing this powerhouse to our listening audience, because it's in, like I said, it's in the archives, and people will be able to go back and listen. You can let people go back and listen. You may have future clients. You may have people that you just want to hear a different spin maybe on what you've already been saying to people, and they can go right to All About Entrepreneurs, find this date, and your name is there, and they can listen. And you can also put the link around, but wow, somebody's going to get a breakthrough show enough. So if you would like to ask a question of our awesome, powerful, dynamic guest today, just hit your number one key. I'll open up your phone lines. Wow. You know, this is just so amazing. And you have her website, Deshauna, D-E-S-H-A-U-N-A, DeshaunaJones.com. Wow. You can connect with her on Facebook. You can connect with her on her website, BU Institute. You know, that's so
yes.
true, Deshauna. It's so true. It's so time for people to be okay with who they are.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
just be okay
mm-hmm.
with who you are. And,
that's right.
and I, but you, isn't that awesome? So,
mm-hmm.
do you have any events coming up? I mean, are you what's on your horizon? Are you traveling anywhere, and people can connect with you and those areas? How's that working?
Well, at this point, we're still, you know, in the process of letting people know we're out here and this
okay.
is what we're doing. I do want to make available breakthrough days where we'll come to
okay.
someone's station and we will, you know, have those breakthrough experiences right there on location. So those are mm-hmm. something that we'll be offering as well. And, of course, I'm available for workshops, conferences, you know, keynote speaking, and those types of things as well. So So I'm available.
Awesome.
You can connect on my website, you know, to actually have me to come. And then we'll also be offering some one-on-one mentoring, too, and some group things as well. And, of course, we are filtering things through the BU Institute and the BU movement, because it is a movement. You know, being ourselves, you know, we want to make sure that we are authentic and we're true to ourselves and we're unapologetic about who God called us to be. We're not going to make excuses anymore. We're just going to be who God called us to
be. All right. That sounds awesome, woman of God.
I think this is a right now time for these types of messages, and I think it fits very nice. It fits so nicely with my whole message on becoming who you really are. And I feel like you. There's so many people could just be themselves if they would just allow themselves to be. So I think I would be referred to your stuff. So this is awesome. Thank you so much again, Coach Cassandra. And if you are ever in the New Jersey, if you are ever headed toward New Jersey, please shoot me an inbox. Let me know, because I'm in the New Jersey area, and often people do that. They come, they get an engagement in New York or New Jersey, and they'll call me up and see if I got anything going on, or sometimes they call me to see if I can get anything going on. People, they know I'll put together a quick conference or something. But yeah, let me know. Or if you're in Ohio, that's my hometown, Cincinnati, and if you're ever, you know, down around that way, let me know, and I will definitely let those people know there that I know and that you're in town and they need to come hear you. And so,
praise God. Thank you.
Keep us posted on that itinerary, because that is part of your story. I mean, the drugs, the alcohol. I mean, you should definitely be very busy right about now, because.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm expecting. I'm believing that doors are just going to begin to open as people hear, you know, my story, and as they recognize the anointing and everything on my life, that this is something that God is truly doing. It's not my doing. It's His doing, you know, and it is on us in His sight.
Amen. Because there are so many people struggling with alcohol and drug abuse right now. It's just everywhere. I mean, I know, wow, like up here, I don't know how it is there where you all are, but up here we got, you know, drug rehab after drug rehab after drug rehab. So I know there's a lot of people. I do find that a lot of the people who are stuck, a lot of them are just even still walking the streets. And, you know, you don't, and as you know as well, you don't need any kind of license or special paper to get to those people. You just walk
Come
up
on
to
now.
Them. You did. Like, I have a friend. I have a young lady in New York, not in New York, in New Jersey. This woman is a prime example of that. All she did was she rented a building that was about not that big, like a little storefront. She rented that building, put up a sign that said drug relapse or drug prevention, something like that. And she cooked, she got one of her friends to donate some food. And let me tell you, that was, 5 years ago. Now she has a thriving drug rehab center, and she's gotten accommodations from our governor of our state.
Wow.
And everything.
Awesome.
Uh-huh. And listen to this. She was never on drugs or alcohol. She just had a heart to, she never was on ever. She just had a heart to help people.
Wow.
She got a building right in their midst.
Oh,
right?
Wow. That
so
is awesome.
They couldn't help but to see it and walk past. They walked past and she had a sign that said, "Come in and we'll help you." And she would take them through the 12 steps, but it's not the 12 steps like you see traditionally in AA. It's like a Christian 12 steps. And
right.
She's doing phenomenal things. Gloria Walton, can look her up. But it just sounds like, I don't know if you guys have anything like that there, but that might be something you want to do. But yes, 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 or meet up with somebody like that.
And, right, exactly.
You know, but you got to go where they are. I mean, even Jesus said, you know, I don't go to the well, I go to the sick. So a lot
right,
of times.
Exactly.
If we, you know, so,
you know,
all that. So, but, yeah, because I just, talking about a breakthrough, I just, listen, but not just for drugs and alcohol. I mean, any break, a breakthrough
oh,
from fear. A breakthrough.
Yeah.
I feel a break. Now, I feel a breakthrough
on.
Right now. Look, I feel
yeah,
a breakthrough, girl. Listen, you didn't release, girl, you didn't release breakthrough in this atmosphere. Listen, breakthrough from break. Break, look here. I see a breakthrough from brokenness, baby. Listen, what?
Okay.
What?
Jesus.
Listen. Yes. A break. Woo, educational breakthroughs. Come on now.
Financial breakthroughs.
Woo, glory to God.
Yes.
This is, oh, my God.
Woo. You can have so Jesus. Many breakthroughs in your life.
My Lord. My Lord.
That you focus on.
Yes.
You can focus on breaking through to be you. Authentically.
I know that's right.
So you can live
that's
your best life and be your true self.
Well, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do, listen, I'm definitely going to get your book. But listen, I'm going to get that book because, listen, Deshauna, I really, you know, I'm so glad you, girl, Cassandra. Ooh, well, Deshauna, let me just tell you how our show works. Most of our listeners, if you're a new listener, again, thank you. I know we ran out of time, but if you will please post your questions and comments on Facebook. We now have a Power Your Possibilities page. Please, please, I know, because I just want to tell you how our show works. It'll cut you right off. And so, yeah, so we'll be talking, and as soon as 7:45 hits, it won't. No matter what's happening, that'll be the end of the show. So I won't. So you may not hear me say the show is over, but it's just
right.
No.
Right.
But what we've been accustomed to doing ever since I've been on this show, we talk right up to the minute. There are times when I'm able to put the outro in and let people hear just a little nice outro, but. Not when this discussion is this lively and dynamic. And, oh, Cassandra, I am just blessed. And I know those who are listening in are blessed beyond.
Yeah.
Y'all, do y'all hear this? A breakthrough strategist is in the house. And she has spoken. She has spoken the words of breakthrough. You need to go and get that. You need to go get that book. You can go to her website. You go to www.deshaunajones.com. That's DeshaunaJones. And Deshauna is probably saying, how is that lady spelling my name right all these times? Well, Deshauna, my name is Lil Lisa, so one thing I kind of learned how to do is spell people's names that, you know, it may seem like you can't spell it, but Deshauna, oh, my God, I am just, people, we need this book. We know most of us got people or family members that need to read it, or cousins. I know, Deshauna, I got about 50 family members. I wish I could get a book in their hand. We're going to pray about, no, listen, I'm dead serious. You and Cassandra, no, I'm not joking. We're going to try to get this book in. I need this book for, we're having our family reunion in July, and I need to get this breakthrough strategist book in their hands. I'm going to let my sister know, and we're going to see what we can do for these young, and these people are young, and they need to read this now. Well, you know, they're not that young, but they're in their 20s and 30s and what have you, but I think they will need to hear, and there's so many people, and I'm excited. Can y'all tell I'm excited?
Well, we can always work something out if you're wanting to buy, you know, several books at one time. You
okay.
know, I'm more than
okay.
willing to work something out.
Yes,
with
ma'am.
Oh,
yes,
awesome.
Ma'am.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm looking forward to that because, you know, this has just been such a powerful, powerful Wow, and, you know, Cassandra was so excited about you. You don't know. She was going on and on. You got to get to Shana on the show. I mean, she was, I'm like, I don't know no Deshauna. She was like, you got to get you, because I just met Cassandra. I barely know Cassandra. But let me tell you, but she's been real.